ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य। हरे कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्रचिनिबरि टेक्स्ट 79। भज सर्वात्मना हरिं पश्यं पश्यं तदात्मकं सर्वं विश्वं पश्यं तदात्मकं विश्वं स्थिति उत्पत्त्यप्ययायत अतस्तत् अपवादार्थम् भज सर्वात्मना हरिं पश्यं तदात्मकं विश्वं स्थिति उत्पत्ति अप्ययायत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज रिफाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। यू शुड ऑलवेज नो दैट दिस कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन is created, maintained and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. Purport. Self-realization, understanding oneself as Brahman or spirit soul, is very difficult in the material condition. However, if we accept the devotional service of the Lord will gradually reveal himself. In this way, the progressive devotee will gradually realize his spiritual position. We cannot see anything in the darkness of night, not even our own selves. But when there is sunshine, we can see not only the sun, but everything within the world as well. Lord Krishna explains in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Maya sakta mana partha yogam yunchan madashya asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyasasi tashvano. Now here, O son of Pritha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Bhagavad Gita chapter 7, text 1. When we engage ourselves in the devotional service of the Lord to become Krishna conscious, we understand not only Krishna, but everything related to Krishna. In other words, through Krishna consciousness, we can understand not only Krishna, and the cosmic manifestation, but also our own constitutional position. In Krishna consciousness, we can understand that the entire material creation is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, maintained by Him, annihilated by Him, and absorbed in Him. We are also part and parcel of the Lord. Everything is under the control of the Lord, and therefore our only duty is to surrender unto the Supreme and engage in His transcendental loving service. Oh, Hare Krishna. So in this verse, Srila Narad Muni has given the final instruction to King Prachinibhari, and he explained to him that you should always know that this cosmic manifestation is created, maintained and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. And to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. So he has given this final instruction to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Because we can see that this King Prachinibhari, he was engaged into fruitive activities and he was performing so many sacrifices, accumulating so many pious activities. And taking compassion upon him, Srila Narad Muni arrived there. And how he narrated this wonderful story of King Puranchan. He did not directly tell him that you are not this material body, you are spirit soul. But very nicely he composed this allegorical story. And gradually enter into his heart. And later, after narrating that story also, the king was actually confused. He could not understand what he wants to say. So he again asked that, please tell me, what is the meaning of this story? So then Narad Muni explained to him the different aspects. And in this verse, he is saying that to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, that what is this perfect knowledge? That the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he creates, maintains and annihilates the whole cosmic manifestation. And everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is a supreme controller. There is no other controller equal to him or above him. Therefore his name is Asamardhva. No one can be equal to Lord Krishna and no one can be above him. So this is the perfect knowledge, as Srila Narad Muni is explaining. And if someone has this perfect knowledge, then one will not get bewildered. He will be perfectly situated. And the process also is given by Srila Narad Muni, that if one wants to get this perfect knowledge, then one should engage into devotional service of the Lord. This is very important. Because when Srila Vyasadeva was also, he wrote the Vedic literatures, the Upanishads, Mahabharata, Puranas, but still he was not satisfied. That time also Srila Narad Muni came. And as yesterday, Raja Vraj Vihari Prabhu was very nicely explaining that how Srila Narad Muni enlightened Srila Vyasadeva and what was his realization then. So that was very nicely explained. So Srila Narad Muni can understand the exact problem, what is the exact problem of a person and how to elevate him, how to just give that perfect knowledge, the process by which a person can get elevated in spiritual life. That is the expertise of Srila Narad Muni. Srila Vyasadeva, we can understand that he wrote Vedanta Sutra. He begins with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasayatha. He explains that I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Vasudev, who is the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Son of Vasudev. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Janmadyasayatha. That is, he is the source of creation. maintenance and destruction, etc. He also knows that the supreme absolute truth, Brahma Jidnyasa, he explains, Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. What is Brahman? He explains that Brahman is a source of creation, maintenance and destruction. So his first of all offering is respectful obeisances. After receiving the instructions from Srila Narad Muni, Srila Vyasadeva wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. He understood that devotional service is the ultimate purpose of life. And this is a Pancham Purusharth by which one can achieve the highest perfection of one life. That was the realization of Srila Vyasadeva. So he first of all offering his respectful obeisances to him. And elaborating on this Vedanta Sutra, Janma Desyata, and explains that in the beginning the Lord gave this knowledge to Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Rudaya Adhikavaya Muhyanti Yat Surya. Even the demigods, they get bewildered. Tejo Vari Yathamrda Yathabhinyamaya Trisargo Mrishra. That sometimes, how they get bewildered? Sometimes you see water on fire or land in the water. It is actually not true, but sometimes we get illusion in this material world. This material world, one gets illusion. He does not understand what is truth. And even the demigods, they get bewildered. Muhyanti Surya. So, Srila Vyasadeva is first of all meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way. Before elaborating on this elaborate subject matter, because the Srimad Bhagavatam explains the various aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Basically, there are 10 aspects. Atra Sarga Visarga Stanam Poshana Mutaya Manvantara Vishanugata Muktir Nirudashya. These are the 10 subject matters discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarga Visarga, these are the first two topics, the primary creation and the secondary creation. The first primary creation is done by the Supreme Lord through his agencies. All the Mahatattvas are created. And then later, the secondary creation is done by Lord Brahma. He is considered to be the engineer of this universe. He assembles all the parts. All the parts are created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he then later on assembles them. And therefore we can see that Srimad Bhagavatam gives answer to all the questions. Even the creation, how this material world is created. There are many scientists, so-called scientists and philosophers, they put forward so many theories about creation or the evolution of species, how this material world has come, how the different species have come. So by their tiny brain, they put forward so many theories. But Brahmaji is explaining that when Brahmaji was also asked this question by Srila Narad Muni, because Srila Narad Muni is the son of Brahma, and when he wanted to know this knowledge, Srila Narad Muni approached Brahmaji and he put forward some questions. He asked that what is the symptoms of this? What are the symptoms of this manifest world? What is the background is? Who has created? It appears that you have created. But who is the real creator? Who is the real controller? So these questions Srila Narad Muni put forward towards Brahmaji, and he explained that you know everything, what has happened in the past, what has happened in the what is going to happen in the future and what is happening, and everything within this universe. And this is just like a walnut which is in your hand. Somebody has a walnut in his hand, he understands what is a walnut. So similarly, he says that Brahmaji, you are the original person, you are the firstborn living entity. You know everything. So he wants to know from Lord Brahma that how this material world has created. So Srila Prabhupada explains that this is a parampara system, that how to receive the knowledge, perfect knowledge. In a proper disciplined succession, one can receive the knowledge. It is not that Srila Narad Muni is speculating about the creation, or Brahmaji also, when he was asked this question, he is not saying that I perform tapasya and by my austerities I understood this knowledge. But he is humbly submitting. In fact, he could have cheated Narad Muni. He could have said that, no, I am the creator. Because he is the only person, nobody was before him. He could have just said, no, I am giving this knowledge, I am the Supreme Lord, I am the firstborn living entity within this universe. He could have said like that. But he is very humble and he is saying that, I am not the Supreme. He is accepting this fact. And he explains that, what is my position? He is explaining that just like the sun rises, then after the sun rises, because of the sunshine, all other planets, everything becomes visible. So my role is like that. Supreme Personality of Godhead is like the sun. And he empowers me to create different species and create so many living entities. So that was the answer by Brahmaji. He did not take the credit that I know everything. So this is very important to understand. And about the creation, about the secondary creation, it is explained. And at the end also, how this material world is annihilated, that is explained in the fourth canto, in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In between also it is explained that how fifth canto, certain aspect, certain chapters are there, that how this, when there is a need of annihilation, how this is destroyed, how everything in the universe is destroyed. So Srila Shukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj in the 12th canto that there are four types of dissolutions or annihilations. His Divine Grace Ridhanand Maharaj is explaining why Shukadeva Goswami is explaining this to Parikshit Maharaj, because he is now preparing for his death. And that is another type of annihilation, final annihilation. So one should be completely situated in that knowledge, that how this material world is destroyed. And therefore one should not get bewildered. Therefore Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj is explaining to Parikshit and is preparing him for the final annihilation. So four types of annihilations they are explained there as, first is constant annihilation. There is always annihilation going, it's taking place, Nitya Pralaya. And we can analyze the things even in this material world, that this material world, as soon as certain thing is created, it is subjected to destruction. In a subtle form, it is getting destroyed. That is the nature of this material world. Nasato vidyate bhava, na bhava vidyate sata. That is, everything in this material, whatever is temporary, is not eternal. And whatever is eternal, it cannot be destroyed. So the material body which has been created at certain time is subjected to destruction. There are certain changes taking place. And we can see it is now growing, it can remain for some time, then it is getting old, and finally it will be destroyed. At one time, in one program, I asked some students one question. I was explaining the effect of time, how the time is acting on our body, how it is imperceptible. So I just asked them that, what you were before 20 years. So they said that we were small kids, we were playing, and now what is your position? Now we have become students, we are engineering students, studying, and how the time has passed. And I asked that, what will happen after 20 years? So they were very much shocked. They could visualize that after 20 years, we will become old. At 24, 25 years, and it is almost the life is passed away. So the same time, whatever time we spent in the past, same time if we spend in the future, what will be our position? So the time is passing, it's by its own pace. It is going the same way. It is not that it is accelerating faster afterwards. No. But it is going by its own pace. And the bodies are changing. That everything in this material world is changing. Bhutva bhutva pradyate. So, that one can realize when one is situated on the platform of spirit soul. Dhirastatrana muhyati. It is explained that one who is a sober person, who understands that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul, then he will not be bewildered by the changing phases of the material body. Because the body is changing, sometimes it is young, then it is a youthful body, then it is going to get old. So therefore, one should have this perfect knowledge. So that is Nitya Pralaya. And there are many examples and that we can see. So this is called a Nitya Pralaya. There is constant destruction taking place. Then another type of pralaya it is explained is that naimittik pralaya, occasional. Sometimes means at the end of Brahma. That is occasional pralaya. Many people fear that after few years now things are so worse. Some people are fearing that after 2000 everything will be finished. There will be big war and things will be destroyed like anything. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains, and even Srimad Bhagavad also explains, that when this pralaya will take place. It is explained that sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano vidu ratri yuga sahasra antam teho ratra vidojana. It is explained that after one day of Brahma, and what is one day of Brahma? 1000 cycles taken together. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. Such 1000 cycles taken together, they will form one day of Brahma. And after one day of Brahma, then there will be occasional annihilation or partial annihilation, it is explained, after one day of Brahma. And the planetary systems till Swargaloka, they are submerged under water. And then there is material annihilation, prakritic pralaya. That is at the end of Brahma, end of Brahma's life. After his 100 years are over, then there is final, material annihilation. That means all the universes, they will be submerged under water. And how that annihilation will take place, that is also explained. That the sun, he will dry up all the water. There will not be rainfall for 100 years. And everything the water will be taken by the sun and people will start eating each other. And then there will be the winds will start blowing. And it is explained that Lord Sankarshan, who is holding universes on his hoods, he becomes angry at this time. Because he sees that the opportunity was offered to the conditioned living entities to perfect the life, to become free from cycle of birth and death, and to achieve the perfection. But he sees that they have not utilized this opportunity. And the whole life of Brahma is over. So he becomes angry. And when he becomes angry, then from his mouth comes the flames of fire. And then, because of the wind, the fire goes everywhere. And the Brahmandas, and then these Brahmandas start burning. And how they burn, it is explained, just like a cow dung ball. It burns like that. The Brahmandas are burned. And all the living entities, they go into the body of Mahavishnu. That is the final, that is the Prakritik Pralaya. And the final, that is the Atyantik Pralaya. That is when the living entity perfects his life. When the living entity perfects his life, then he gives up this material body. And he enters into the spiritual world. So that is his liberation. So that also is said to be one kind of pralaya for him. Authentic pralaya. He achieves the perfection of his life. And it is explained that sometimes there is a small annihilation. Sometimes it occurs when Brahma dozes. Brahma dozes off. So sometimes there is annihilation, so be careful. There may be annihilation. So it happened when Matsya Avatar came. That time there was one pralaya took place. Because Brahma sometimes he dozed. So it happens sometimes with ourselves also. So one should have this kind of knowledge. The knowledge of the creation, maintenance and annihilation. Then, and one has to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge. And how one can be enlightened? By constantly engaged into devotional service. That is the process. Because devotional service can give the highest perfection of the life. In Bhagavad Gita also we can explain that almost at the end of every chapter Lord Krishna is explaining that you can achieve me by devotional service. Bhaktya mam avijanati. Bhaktya tu ananya shakya. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru. So Lord Krishna in so many places he explained. And here also Srila Prabhupada is explaining that in the 7th chapter, the first verse, Maya Sakta Manaparta, Yogam Yunchan Madasha, Asamshayam Samagramam, Yatha Gyasasita Shunu. That you become attached to me. How? By practicing yoga in full consciousness of me. You are practicing yoga, this. You should be fully conscious of me. You are with your mind attached to me. And in this way, you can know me in full. Free from doubt. So this is the process. And therefore Lord Krishna is asking Arjuna to hear first. You first hear. Hearing is the beginning. Shravanam Kirtanam. One should hear attentively. That's very important. And if one can hear attentively, then he can do Kirtan. Then he can preach. Srila Prabhupada also explains that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj would explain the Bhagavatam and he would give lectures And sometimes he would use so many very difficult language, high language. And Srila Prabhupada also would say that sometimes I also would not follow. But I would sit and hear. And because of that, when it was time for him to take initiation, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Maharaj, he said, yes, I have marked him that he hears attentively, he does not go away. And because of that, we can see Srila Prabhupada was so much empowered to write this wonderful literature and give such wonderful purports by which we can understand. So this is very important. And hearing also means one should be submissive, submissive oral reception. Sometimes when we are hearing also, we think that we find faults in the speaker, or he is not speaking properly, or he should have spoken like that. Or sometimes we just hear, okay, I have to hear, and then afterwards we forget the things. But when we hear properly, then the message should reach to the heart. And then it will purify the heart. Satam prasangana mama virya samveda. So it is explained that one should hear in the association of devotees. And what will happen? Tajjoshanad apavarga martane shraddha ratim bhakti ranikamishite. That the message will go to the heart and it will purify everything. Nashta prayesho abhadresho nityam bhagavata sevaya. That even we may not understand, or somebody may be junior also speaking, but still if we think that yes, this is a Bhagavatam vibration and I should hear to purify myself, then it will, because of that attitude, one will get purified. So this is very important. And in the devotional service also, there are different stages. It is explained that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the various stages one undergoes till he achieves the highest perfection of one's life. Srila Prabhupada here explains that everything is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore our only duty is to surrender unto the Supreme and engage in His transcendental loving service. So he's used the word transcendental loving service. He could have said transcendental devotional service or transcendental service, but loving service means that it is voluntary. Somebody is doing this service, it's voluntary, nobody is forced upon that he should do this service. Or one can justify also that, okay, I have done this service, now I will stop. But when someone becomes attached to the service, then he wants to do more. He does not want to stop. He is doing out of love. So this is very important, that how all our activities, we are getting so much opportunity to perform so many varieties of services. How to perform them in this consciousness that it is a loving service to the Supreme Lord. My service should be pleasing to the Supreme Lord. We may not be able to perfect certain thing, that I want to do everything perfectly. We may not be able to do that. But even imperfectly we are doing out of love, still that will be pleasing to the Supreme Lord. So this is very important. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that different stages one undergoes. And why one takes to the devotional service? Because he has some faith in the beginning. Ado shraddha tatha sadhu sangha. And faith also is explained that there are two types of faith. One is natural faith, svabhavik. One has natural faith in the Supreme Lord. In the process, one develops that natural faith in practicing the process. And second is balotpadika. That means he is inspired by someone, by external. So because of that, one takes the devotional service. But in both the cases, now he has come to the platform of practicing devotional service. Then after that, because of that faith, he wants to surrender to the spiritual master and engage into devotional service, adoshraddha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya. Then he engages into devotional service. And what is bhajan kriya? It is explained. It is explained that bhajan kriya is serious devotional practices. One has to be very serious in practicing our devotional services. That is bhajan kriya. Sometimes the tendency is to become ritual. Okay, I have done this, I have chanted my rounds, I have heard Bhagavatam, I took prasad, everything. It becomes ritual. But one has to be very careful that all these aspects of devotional service, they are on the higher level, they are connected with the Supreme Lord. And how to practice them in the proper consciousness. So in the devotional, in the bhajan kriya also, there are two divisions. One is nishtita bhakti and another is anishtita bhakti. Nishtita bhakti means one has full faith. One, and in that stage he practices with more determination. But in the anishtita stage, there are six more divisions. In the beginning he is upsamai. He is very enthusiastic in performing devotional service. He thinks that now I got this devotional service, I am something very special. And he is very, very enthusiastic, just like a college student. He has got admission into some important faculty. He is very enthusiastic. So similarly, utsahamayi, he is very, very enthusiastic in the beginning. But later comes the stage ghanatarala. Sometimes he is trying to study a subject matter and sometimes he does not understand certain things. So he becomes a little lethargic. So that is the second stage. Sometimes very enthusiastic, sometimes he is lethargic. Then comes the stage of Yuda Vikalpa. So he understands that yes, devotional service is the highest and I have to perform with great determination, but still certain attachments are there. Suddenly he thinks that let me give up everything and go to Vrindavan and practice their devotional service. And sometimes he thinks that anyway, ultimately I have to perform devotional service, so let me engage everyone in my house in the devotional service and let them also make progress. So he is oscillating in different types of resolve. He is unable to make proper resolve. Viuda vikalpa. And he justifies with the scriptural statements also. That okay, I have Srimad Bhagavatam also explains that you should engage. And you, without knowledge and detachment, one cannot practice devotional service. So he stays in at this stage and thinks that maybe at the last stage when final time comes, I will give up everything and go to Vrindavan and become more intense in my practices. So this is another stage, Vyuda Vikalpa. Then comes the stage, Vishesangara, that he has now practiced, he has taken the renunciation path. But still, he sometimes falls down. He is unable to, he is helpless in certain conditions. So still he continues, he knows, he still thinks that let me, by strength of devotional service, let me make progress. Let me overcome these obstacles, these anarthas. And he again tries. So that is called a Vishesanga. And it is explained that what is this stage? Just like a person trying to find out something in the light, like Shamanand Prabhu gives the example that a person, he lost something and what he was doing, he came under light and he was trying to search something. So another person came and asked that, what you are doing, what? no, I lost something, you know, trying to search it. But where you have lost it? I lost it 10 miles there in the darkness. But why you are searching here? He said, because there is a light. I am searching here. So material happiness, one tries to, spiritual happiness, one tries to find out through material, by remaining in the material world. That is not possible. One has to find spiritual happiness, so one has to come in the association of devotees, practice devotional services, then only one can find spiritual happiness. So that is another stage. Then another stage is niyamakshama. That sometimes then after that stage comes, that he becomes more determined. He still thinks that now I have to become more serious in my devotional service. And he decides that, okay, I will chant 64 rounds. I will offer 100 pranams to all the Vaishnavas. I will not do any prajalpa. So many vows he takes. But niyamakshama, he is unable to maintain those vows. He becomes sometimes weak, influenced by others. So in this faith, he undergoes through different stages, and comes the final stage, Tarangat Rangini. That one, after passing through all these stages, one comes to the stage when, because of his practicing seriously, obviously all the good qualities, they develop. And people start recognizing him as a very good devotee, advanced devotee, pure devotee. And then they start offering so many things. Okay, take wealth, take so many things, profit, distinction, adoration, so many things come. So this is another stage when one has to be careful that he should not get carried away by these waves, taranga. So one goes through these different stages, and one still remains fixed up, understanding that these are all temporary things, and he should practice devotional service with more determination, and it should be transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. Then one can come to the higher and higher status. So therefore, we can see that the devotional service in the beginning stage and the final stages, in the higher stages, the whatever practices we are doing, they are almost same. We are chanting the holy name. Sometimes somebody asks question to Srila Prabhupada, what you will gain after chanting this? He says that by chanting we want to chant more. Because in the beginning stage, a neophyte devotee does not have taste for the chanting the holy name. But when he practices sincerely, then he develops a taste. And then he cannot give up chanting. Worshipping the Lord. We are every day coming in front of the Lord, Shri Radha Gopinath. We are taking darshan. He is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. But after some time we forget, again we engage into so many other activities. But when somebody makes progress in devotional service, he thinks that no, Shri Radha Gopinath, they are standing here, Gauranita, they are standing here, Gopalji, they are performing their pastimes there, they are accepting the devotional service offered by his devotees. So in this way, his attachment increases more and more intense. So these are the different stages one undergoes. And therefore, at this point, Srila Narad Muni has concluded his talk. That was the final sentence. He said that to be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. And then he went away. He did not stop. He gave the final statement and went away. And he does many times. It's not once. But he told Murugari also, Valmiki Muni also. He told, you chant the holy name and you went away. So they could have justified, oh, how can we practice without the association of devotees? We don't have association. We are so sinful. We have already performed so many sinful activities. And how can we get purified by this chanting the holy name? But they continued. They did this voluntarily. they accepted the austerity, different phases they also must have undergone, till they came to that stage of seeing the super soul in the heart of every living entity. So there is a long way to go, of course, for myself at least. Time is running short. Before any pralaya take place, let me conclude. Hare Krishna. Any question? Any comments? ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्लोक प्रभुपाद की।